This is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale joining us, better late than never. Thanks for coming in tonight, dude.
Always, brain fart.
Always appreciate having you here. So we'll take your calls about anything. Dale, of course, his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Head on over there when you get a chance and see what that's all about. Liberty-oriented cartoons, blog posts, and more. And we go right into your phone calls. Oh, I said I'd give you a little bit more about this 80-year-old man. So one moment, caller. We will get to you shortly. First, the update on the story from Robert Threadgill, who's an octogenarian from Wimberley, Texas. He was beaten by the police. He and his son, by the way, his 125-pound, 5'5" son, and he himself being about 5'8" and a slight man, described as a slight man. So, you know, probably not a big challenge to the police. Probably not a real intimidating factor to the police, being an octogenarian and all. And by the way, there were four cops on the scene, so they were outnumbered. The victims here were outnumbered by a factor of two. And they were both severely beaten. The EMS had to be called. Neither of them charged with trespassing, which was the original reason they were supposedly talking to the cops. Of course, charged with resisting arrest, as you might expect. But there has been an internal inquiry by the Hays County Sheriff's Office, and they have found, no, wait for it, this from Will Grigg at LouRockwell.com, quote, no evidence of inappropriate action by HCSO deputies in the beating and abduction of Robert and Stephen Threadgill. The elder Threadgill has been charged with disorderly conduct. You are right, Mark.
Well, wait a second. What's the evidence that Threadgill disorderly conducted or that he resisted arrest?
They said so.
Oh, well, then what's the evidence that the cops then how can they say that there's no evidence that the police didn't act in an inappropriate manner? These people have alleged it, correct?
Mm.
So here you have he said, she said, but in this... Or
there was a witness,
case,
too, who said it was a severe beating. Totally unnecessary.
You know, there's people on one side, people on the other. Essentially, what they're saying here, the cops are saying, is that only people with badges opinions count.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
It doesn't matter whether it's true. It doesn't matter whether there's witnesses. It doesn't matter if there's evidence. It doesn't matter anything. If somebody without a badge says it, it doesn't count.
I'll say this that time why, after time in court.
This is why you need to carry a video camera.
Yep. You because and everybody you know.
When you're dealing with these guys, I'm sure that it wasn't the Threadgills didn't expect this to get out of hand until the cops clapped one of them on the head when they turned around with a mm-hmm. billy club.
The elder Threadgill has been right. The older man told his son to go away. It's no big deal. I'm just talking to the cops, right? And then
the cop hit him on the head.
The elder Threadgill had been charged with disorderly conduct by profane and abusive language and resisting arrest. According to the story told by the assailants, it was necessary to subdue the 80-year-old victim forcefully because at one point he postured as if he were going to strike the deputies. So it was another matter of so-called officer safety.
Yeah, you know, this posturing, what does this posturing mean?
I don't know.
You know, my God, Ian, you just look like you were going to hit me.
Yeah, that's
whatever's going on in the officer's head that makes him, you know, he's already decided this person is going to do whatever or so.
That's abusive language. Shut up. I'm going to arrest both of you. I mean, this is it's crazy.
Yep, but it happens all the time. And we've had at least a good handful of octogenarian
abuse
stories.
If a police officer were treated in this fashion, you'd go to prison for a lifetime.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
If you treated the cops like they treat us.
If you made it to prison, if they didn't execute you before, when they were trying to track you down.
It's crazy.
So, hey, but that's okay. That's not all there is out there. There's some real good cops out there. Don't you worry about it. There's only a few bad apples.
Yeah, well, there apparently were four bad apples sitting together. And you know what they say about a bad apple, right? It spoils the whole bunch. Or box, or whatever.
Well, you're right, because if there were just a few bad apples, then clearly the other good apples would do something about this, right? I mean, this is the Hays County Sheriff's Office. If there were good apples in the Hays County Sheriff's Office, where are they?
They'd be spoiled by the bad ones.
Apparently. So let's continue with your calls. Michael is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I was just on the way home listening to the podcast from yesterday, and I heard you guys discussing the video of the police officers shooting the one guy in the head instead of using the taser, so they said.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was in the back, but okay.
I don't quite know the exact story. I was just told about it today that there was a video of it on the internet or something.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you're behind. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So I was sitting there having a beer with a friend of mine, and he was telling me about this, and someone just kind of randomly walked up to us and mentioned that they train police officers for defense, basically, and that I guess the general rule is that your dominant arm is where you're supposed to put your firearm.
Makes sense.
And so basically, so unless you're facing down life and death, you use your weak arm. And so I just kind of find that weird just because of the fact that from my understanding that there were a bunch of police officers basically restraining this guy, and the police officer, I guess against his training, I don't know, but went for, I guess, maybe training things differ from region to region, but it seems like that would be the wise thing to do is to put the less lethal on, you know, on the weaker arm.
That makes sense. You know, I'm no gun expert, but I've had a little bit of experience with them, and I know that if you are training to draw your firearm, as I would expect the police train, I mean, these cops do training with firearms, so wouldn't it make sense to have them train to quick draw? You know, you want to know where your gun is, you want to know how it feels, you want to know what it's like to pull it out and to aim it and to shoot, right? Because if you're in a situation that is an intense, dangerous situation, you want to make sure you're able to access your firearm quickly, raise it to the level of the assailant and fire, right? You want to make sure that you get that down. So you're supposed to practice it over and over again. You know, in front of a mirror or something like that. You're just supposed to keep practicing to get into
that. One of the problems here could be that he over-practiced with his pistol and under-practiced with his taser.
But if what Michael is saying is true, and the department has a policy where your good arm, the practice arm, if you will, is next to your firearm, and the taser is, say, on your left arm, if you're not a lefty, the taser is on the other side, then the muscle memory, if you will, should simply be to use the right arm if you're going to pull your gun.
This case bothers me because of reasonable doubt. The question is, it's Michael, right, caller?
Yes.
Michael, wouldn't you say that there's some reasonable doubt that this deputy made a mistake, pulled his firearm and instead of his taser?
Absolutely. Like, I'm not sitting there like,
right.
First of all, let
me make the point real quick. And this is the problem with juries here, is that juries give cops reasonable doubt. They don't give the average citizen reasonable doubt. I'm telling you, on a regular basis, it's just amazing what juries will convict normal people for, but they don't do it with cops, and it's this kind of bowing to authority thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, and I live in Wisconsin. I have no idea where this story originated from.
LA.
I hear it's pretty viral.
San Francisco.
San Francisco, right.
Yeah. That sounds about right. And so, you know, I can't lay claim to training practices in San Francisco, but, you know, this lady seemed really credible, and it just seems like this would be kind of a universal standard practice, and I would probably just say, he probably was in Iraq too long, or he played too many video games.
Yeah.
Sad but possibly true. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah, I find this, you know, I find it very suspicious, this case. But I think that in this case, there is a reasonable doubt that this cop made a mistake. I'm shocked. And the reason that I feel that I'm shocked is because juries, it seems to me, my experience is that juries will return a guilty verdict far more than they'll return a not guilty one, and that they give law enforcement officers, in all cases, they give them more leeway than they give the average person, and that, to me, is wrong.
Your toll-free calls are welcome, 800-259-9231. Taryn is on the line in Georgia. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian Dale. Whoa, actually. Hang
hey,
on,
guys.
Taryn.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention. Taryn, more with you in a moment. Taryn from the LCL Report will be joining us. Talking about dog breeding, I think. LCLReport.com, his website. Good video reporting, liberty-oriented stuff. We'll talk to Taryn in a moment. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, coming up, will Delaware be the first state to outlaw CB radios? Huh? Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Edmark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features free. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. I said earlier that you could get back to 2006 in the podcast. I was incorrect about that. I realized it after I said it. You can go back to 2006 via our archives page, all of which you can access from the front page of the website, and it's all for free. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com explains to you how to use the rules of the American judicial system. Actually, any sort of English common law-based judicial system, that would be like Australian, Indian, Canadian, any of those. How to fill out forms, how to get evidence, how to move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. It's all in there, and it's all written by a doctorate of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession. It's done in the fashion that an average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. It's simple, and there's a great deal of reference material. And you can go to jurisdictionary.com and get the course. I've taken it. It is a great course. And I think it'll help you, jurisdictionary.com. When you do buy it, make sure you use the pull-down and mention Free Talk Live.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Taryn is with us in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Taryn.
Hey, guys.
Taryn, it's on your mind.
For letting me on. I am kind of in the mood to rant tonight. So
rant away.
What I'm really mad about is I was talking with somebody on Facebook, a friend of mine, and I sometimes used to go out to the flea market to make extra money, and they always had purebred dogs there. And it used to, I don't know how to handle this because I don't really want to disrupt where, you know, I make money at work, but it really, really bothers me. And I have a big problem with people that breed dogs. Now, the reason is, again, I don't think the government should legislate it or anything, but I do believe that people should ostracize them.
Why?
If you've ever worked like in dog rescue, there's so many dogs out there that get killed every single day. I mean, they're just flooded at the pounds and rescues, and it makes me really mad that, especially the people I see buying them, they'll spend $500 on a dog, you know, a special Georgia Bulldog or something, instead of just going to get a dog for $10 from the pound.
I agree.
$100 from a rescue.
Yeah, I agree completely with you. I think that that dog breeding is silly. And I agree that there are so many dogs that need help that are beautiful animals that in many cases are very friendly and very smart that you can get from the pound or the Humane Society. Why shouldn't you?
And I'd like to chime in and take the other side of this one if I can, Taryn.
Mark's mom, by the way, is a dog breeder.
She shows dogs more accurately than breeder, but she has certainly bred dogs. But people like dogs for, like to get particular breeds of dogs because they have personality traits that are similar in breeds. It's certainly not across the board or anything like that. There's probably a beagle out there that doesn't bark his head off, okay? But by and large, you can expect beagles to bark. You can expect retrievers to be sort of friendly dogs, not all of them or anything like that. But you can expect certain traits from certain dogs, and people like the idea of buying a dog that'll fit into their family. I mean, I think you'd agree that there are dogs out there that have traits that are undesirable and that wouldn't fit into certain families, right?
Right. I'm fine with that. But, Mark, my issue is that every time they breed a dog, you know, it's taken away from a dog that could be rescued. Now, if you're really stuck on a breed, you want a breed-specific thing, there's tons of breed rescues. So you can still get your breed if you're like a breed snob, but if you really – my problem is why add to such a big problem, and I encourage people to openly ostracize breeders. It makes me crazy after doing some sort of rescue work, and it just kind of annoyed me enough that I wanted to call in and complain about it. Well, I think that's a good free market solution to just ostracize.
I don't think that this is, you know, people – the reason that breeders breed is simple. People want dogs of a certain type. They want their dog to be more attractive in the same way that you want your mate to be attractive or whatever. People want, they want good-looking clothes. They want good-looking dogs. They want good-looking girlfriends.
Are you sort of talking against specifically like puppy mills as opposed to, say, other methods of getting pets? Because I've heard horror stories about puppy mills, but that sounds different than what you're talking about.
No, that's what's kind of out at the flea markets. These people just come in with dog after dogs after dogs, and they make a living at it. And, I'm all about the free market, but I'm also all about trying to discourage people from using that service. I'm realistic. I don't think breeding will ever go away because some people just love breeding their dogs to death. But it makes me really angry, and I think this is the right way to handle it, is just to try to encourage people not to use them.
Well, I agree with you that it's a bad idea to buy your dog necessarily at like a pet store or at a flea market or something like that, because what you're getting is you're getting a dog that was raised at a puppy mill, by a
dog that essentially is bred to death by the time it's 4 or 5 years old
and caged.
I consider that cruel.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's,
the conditions they're kept in are not very nice.
You know, it's sort of a livestock thing. I mean, what do you propose to ostracize people that sell hamburgers? You know, I mean,
well, that's just it. Like you can buy, the free market allows you to pay a little extra for free range meat, for instance, where the meat was raised in a healthier environment, and it's healthier to eat. And it's also more humane for the animals that are in that environment. And you can do similar things in this sort of situation where you support the areas of the market that you think are better, even if it means maybe paying a little more, going to a little more trouble to find the dog you want, instead of just showing up at a flea market or at a pet store and picking out a dog or something.
I have to admit, you know, it is livestock to some people. I lived out in West Virginia out in the country, and they treat their dogs just like livestock. It's, you know, your dog gets killed, you get another the next day. It's, you know, you sell your dog. I can't imagine, like, selling a family member.
That's a personal family member. That's a very cultural thing because, you know, in India, cows
really
are sacred. And some animals in China are treated, in different parts of the world, different animals have different statuses in the eyes of humans. But
dogs are eaten in a few places.
Yeah. And for the most part, it seems to be in our heads, you know, the idea that we should treat dogs differently than we treat cows, or that we should treat, you know, there's
the cuter animals always have the benefit, right?
I wonder if cuteness is an evolutionary thing that evolved alongside humans, because if you're cute, humans will take care of you and breed you, and your species will survive better, you know.
Let me take this to the next. I'll tell
you this, Dale. I think that if you actually had to go out and look an animal in the eyes and kill it to eat it, you had to go kill that cute little cow, I think almost 80% of the population probably be vegetarian. I don't think.
Well, but isn't that because they've been sheltered from having to do that for so long? Because so many people were raised in the environment of doing that, and it isn't shocking to them. But yeah, but that's because that's not saying much, is what I'm saying. Because all my life I haven't had to do that because I live in a market system where I can program computers instead of killing animals. And so I'm not. I haven't been raised to know how to do that.
But you wouldn't have shrugged at snapping a chicken's neck.
Not
or something
at all.
Like
it'd be a trivial thing to kill a chicken because I would have been raised. My dad probably would have taken me out when I was young and showed me how to do it, and I would have been raised around. I was seeing my dad doing it, and I'd have dinner that night. I know that's where my food is coming from, and I wouldn't be solving it. But I just don't think it's a very powerful statement, honestly.
I'll tell you what, Taryn, I want to hang on to you if you don't mind.
Okay.
Come back with more of Taryn from LCLReport.com because I want to take his logic here on the dog thing. As much as I might agree with what he's saying. I mean, I would never buy a dog from a breeder. Never.
I think you got to figure a breeder and a puppy mill are two different things.
I wouldn't
buy from
a breeder.
That's
more coming up here for the same reasons. But I want to take it to the next level. This is Free Talk Live.
There's completely different reasons.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at the drain clog. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and all the features that you'll find there are totally free. So enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. See what I mean by go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
School Sucks Podcast provides ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation. Because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to a real education. Please visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
That's schoolsucksproject.com as we go back to Taryn from the LCL Report at lclreport.com. You're back on with us. Taryn, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Now, Taryn, you called in tonight to make a point that I think is a fairly good point and that I agree with for the most part. You're talking about these people that are dog breeders. Now, not the puppy mill thing. Mark was getting a little confused about what I said before, so if I wasn't clear, clearly I'm against the puppy mill situation. That's they keep those dogs in horrible conditions and it's just an awful, awful mess of a business that I think is just terrible, what those people do, from what I understand at least. And so what we're talking about is just dog breeders, people that maybe they keep their dogs in better conditions. You know, maybe they treat them real nice, like, or whatever. But your point that you were making was that while you've got all these dogs out there in humane societies around the country, people will still go and they'll spend hundreds of dollars on buying a very specific type of breed from one of these breeders. And you pointed out that if they wanted to, they could likely get many of these breeds from breed rescues, greyhound rescues and you know, Rottweiler rescues and things like that. So they could probably get their hands on a breed, and sometimes they show up at humane societies and things like that. But you're basically saying that because they aren't going going about it the way you think they should by going to the Humane Society or going to a rescue, instead going out and purchasing a dog when essentially they're contributing to adding to the population of dogs out there and making it so that those dogs at the Humane Society won't be rescued, that you feel like ostracizing them. Am I understanding your position?
Correct, because I think when you hear a lot about this, most people are like, oh, you need to pass a law and outlaw breeders, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying the free market, I think if we made it popular enough in society to basically make it very negative thing to do to breed a dog, over time, attitudes would change, and hopefully the number would go way down. I think ostracism is way more powerful than anything you can write in a law.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you there. In fact, I mean, we've seen over the years we've been doing this show, stories about animals that have been, for instance, labeled as endangered, protected in some way, prohibited from being owned, are essentially a very high-demand product. There's still people out there that want those special birds and lizards and things like that, and they will pay a premium, even more so, because they'd be buying them through the black market in order to get their hands on them. And indeed, people will smuggle animals over airplanes and things like that, smuggle them inside their suitcases and their overcoats. And it's crazy what the black market will do to get people animals.
I hear two different things here. I hear Taryn's point being that puppy mills are...
you're talking about breeders.
I understand. I hear two different things. I don't hear what Taryn's saying about breeders being the same thing. I hear Taryn saying that breeders, that the puppy mills are bad scenarios, and I agree with that. What I hear you saying is that it's expensive to buy a thoroughbred dog, so people shouldn't do that. Is that what? Why shouldn't people buy thoroughbreds, Ian?
No, that's not what I said. Maybe you weren't paying attention.
I'm trying my best here. I'm trying to stick with you.
I think I followed it.
I'm taking Taryn's position that essentially the people that are buying these bred dogs are not they're not contributing to actually rescuing a dog that needs help in the Humane Society. Is that right, Taryn?
Yeah, and not only that, one step further, if they don't sell these breed dogs, what do you think happens to them? They end up being in the pound or rescue dogs. So, you know, if they only sell 3 out of the 10 dogs they have, once they get old enough, they're no longer marketable.
You know, Taryn, how do you feel about other animals? Like, there's so many different uses for animals that people use, and I think that, I think it's common for people to, you know, the culture we were brought up in treats certain animals that are typically kept as pets and domesticated, sees them very differently from, say, a goat or a pig or a whale or, you know, so on, a cow. And it's that's a cultural thing. We each see them differently. But what, you know, it just seems like so much of that is in our heads. You know, I was about to pay $300 for a regular old ordinary no special breed cat because I had been around that cat for a year and fallen in love with it.
Yeah.
and it was just an ordinary cat that was $100 to get it from the Humane Society, and that was mostly to pay for shots and things like that. And you know, and so in my eyes, that cat was special. I acknowledge that I see that cat very special, and then someone in another part of the world might just see it as, oh, that's food.
Yep.
You know, and it's meaningful to me. But so I don't know go ahead.
I'm sorry. My take on it is probably a little out there because I thought about this a lot. I was like, you know, how come we have all these laws or we care about dogs and cats, but yet we think nothing to kill, whatever, a cow or a chicken or a goat. And honestly, like I said before, I think if you actually had to get down and dirty, since we're so far removed away from that culture, I don't think a lot of people could do it like they used to in the past. If you had to look an animal in the eye and kill it, I think there would be a lot more vegetarians on this planet.
It's the point is that it's in our heads, the meaningfulness of a certain animal.
So is it worth ostracizing over? Are you saying, Dale, that you would not participate in the ostracization of
let's talk about ostracizing for just a moment. There are degrees of ostracizing, obviously. Like just sort of choosing not to buy from a certain person is a form, a little bit of ostracism. Mm-hmm. And that same person you might say hi to when you see them out and, you know, be nice to them. You just might not buy from them. There's degrees of ostracism. You might say, I'll go to a party that this person is at, but I won't invite them to my parties. you know, things like, and then someone else might say, I'm not going to even, if you have this person at your party, I'm not going to go there. Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't invite them to your party either. And that's a stronger degree. And then there's like, I don't even want someone to sell this person food. You might go around handing out flyers saying, don't sell to this person. Don't even sell them food. They killed someone and,
child molesters.
You know, and yeah, whatever. And they need to, they should have to fend for themselves because they've decided they're not going to be a social, they're not going to be a peaceful person in society or whatever. But, so there's degrees of ostracism, and for something like this, I think that I'm sort of halfway there. I think that I would like to support different market things like Humane Society and pet adoption. Mm-hmm. When I think you can get a really good pet that way, and
but you're not willing to stop being friends with
someone? I would lean toward that, but I wouldn't have really strong feelings about someone who really wants a certain breed and is willing to pay for it.
The point is I haven't been able to bring up here that I think is very important is that buying from a breeder or even buying from a puppy mill is a humanitarian act for the animal that you're buying.
Yeah, but at the same time, it encourages them to keep going. You're encouraging that marketplace. So I understand where Terrence's coming from, and I don't know if I'd be willing to really ostracize somebody severely by this beyond just having a conversation about, well, why didn't you go to the Humane Society, that kind of thing. But, Taryn, sure. I wanted to take this real quickly to the next level. Using your logic here, shouldn't you also support ostracizing people who have children?
Explain. I'm not following that.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of kids that are waiting and will never be adopted, that are waiting in orphanages around the world that would love to have a family of caring adults who want to have a child, but yet they go and they get knocked, you know, they knock... each other.
I'm going to be straight about this, yes, because I see these people that spend $20,000 trying to go to fertility clinics when they could go out and adopt somebody.
Well, then, okay,
really,
so you're
really
going
to be
so
there.
So you're going to ostracize everybody that has children?
How hard is it going to ostracize is the question.
Yeah.
It's not so much, I think if someone actually came to me and said, hey, I'm going to spend all this money and we really, really want our own child, I would try to talk them out of it.
I think
absolutely.
That, I mean, yeah, that's what you can do. But I mean, would you stop being friends with them? I mean, what level of ostracism?
No, that's a good point. I don't think I would hold it to the same degree.
Fair enough. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Taryn. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Animals are property.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV. So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That ever brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to do so by going to promote.freetalklive.com. List of things you can do to get Free Talk Live on the air in more areas, to get more ears tuned into the show in various different ways, whether it be perhaps via internet radio or via radio or via satellite radio. We've got different ways to get people turned on to this this program. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com to get some ideas as to how to get them tuned in. Promote.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the site, actually a main feature of our website, allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air here tonight. Mark, you're going to tell us something, if we get a chance, about gold and how the federal government wants to have you fill out a new form, perhaps.
The government.
If you're going to be purchasing gold. So that may be coming down, and that's news right from the front page of our website, which we wouldn't be able to – we wouldn't even know about if it weren't for listeners like you going to freetalklive.com and submitting the different things that you find interesting on the internet, other listeners then voting up or voting down whether they like or dislike, and the most liked ones making it to the front page and the top of our website. So head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive as we continue. Mark, I know you want to keep talking about the dog thing. Hold that thought. Let's talk to Cynthia first. She's on the line in Maine. Cynthia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Cynthia, and
yes,
I'm calling tonight in reference to a major problem that I'm having as a trustee in the state. A few years back, I'm a trustee for some property in the state of Maine.
Okay.
I own some property in Kingfield, Maine. I'm one of the trustees that run the property.
Got it.
And I'm basically calling tonight because I read an article, New York Times, Alex Confessori, I believe, did a story in the Times called Windmills Bring a Whiff of Corruption. And that's in Franklin County, New York. And coincidentally, the property that I represent is in Franklin County, Maine, which is in a very windmill-active area. And to make a long story short, we've been, fighting, maybe loggers, people that are trying to access property up above. I know Beirut owns a huge amount of property up above us, backside of Sugarloaf, Poland Spring, et cetera, but a lot of windmill activity. And okay. The thrust of Confessori's article was that Windmills Bring a Whiff of Corruption. And that article focused on town officials who were, you know, pushing things through at the town level, on the side had leases with these windmill companies and were making money privately.
Hmm.
So,
interesting.
The thrust of our lawsuit, which we brought to court just recently, and by the way, Justice Delahanty saw in the Franklin County area, was that this individual is on the town board and owns about 1,000 acres above our property, which he hasn't been able to access for a number of years. And this Beirut company owns a lot of property up above us. And actually, we lost our acreage, and we didn't receive any damage money. But
how did you lose your acreage?
Justice Delahanty, who I want to go on record as saying is, in my opinion, a very honest, upstanding judge. I'm very impressed with him. The judge ruled that this individual should receive this 18 acres, and coincidentally, it never came out in court that how he obtained this property is...
The person who received the 18 acres, just trying to understand here, you're saying that you had 18 acres that was given to someone else by this judge? The trusted?
18 acres, this 18 acres is ours. I've got tax records since mid-1960s.
But the judge gave it to someone else?
That's correct, yep.
Okay.
And essentially how he obtained it is after my aunt died, he went up to my cousin who has brain tumor and seizures and got her to sell him our land. So it created a civil dispute.
So you believe that he took advantage of somebody who was not maybe in their right mind?
I do. Yeah, she's had a brain tumor and seizure since her mom died of cancer, who coincidentally they also harassed for a
right. But the judge backed up, this judge that you supposedly respect backed up the other side and confirmed that you don't own it anymore?
That's correct, yeah.
Why would you have such respect for that judge? I'm just curious.
My initial impression of this gentleman was that he was a very honest, upstanding person, and I believe that still to this day. I'm not quite sure what went wrong. Tax records did not come into play into court. My cousin, who has a brain tumor and seizures, that didn't come up in court. And I'm not sure why these things didn't come up into court.
Let me just stop you right there. So you lost 18 acres to, is it the company that does the windmills?
Well, what also came out in court is that this individual, who is a town selectman, has exchanged property with this company called Beirut, who is into windmills.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And windmills are definitely in the area.
So you believe that you were wronged, and is it just that you want to tell us your story about how you think that you got screwed over? What else is there? What else is there here? What else are we missing?
Well, pretty much there seems to be a trend that these windmill companies are working with local officials in a more or less unethical manner to get what my understanding was from another attorney was to get their equipment up and to get the power down.
So the man that actually acquired the 18 acres is a town selectman?
That's correct.
I see. Now, okay, so, and it was, your cousin was it? I'm sorry, who was it that signed it away that was under a medical condition?
My cousin who has brain tumor and seizures, yeah.
Now, was your cousin another member of the trust?
No, she is actually my mom's cousin, niece, I'm sorry. Her mother died of cancer and actually fought these people very hard before she died. And
Owned the property? I mean, how is it that the cousin could sell a property that is yours without your consent?
He paid, the town selectman paid for a survey to be done for her.
What does that mean? Meaning that he found that the survey found that it was not, I'm confused. What does that mean?
It means that he paid for the survey for her. And basically that survey found that it was her land and not ours.
Okay. So the corrupt town official.
Did she have land that wasn't yours?
She never did because we paid taxes on it since 1960.
All the records that shows that you've been paying taxes on this. The old
survey. Sure this judge isn't just in it with the selectmen? I mean, doesn't that make more sense?
I think the judge is a very upstanding person, and I think that I've been told today.
Is the judge standing behind you right now with a gun? Oh, you can't answer that. I understand. Never mind. Carry on.
I've been told this is a very heated political issue.
Yeah, and it seems like the judge took sides. I mean, why you would still have any sort of worship for this man in the robe is very confusing to me. I mean, I think Mark is right.
Well, I'm not sure. I guess I'm not really sure that I can say that about this gentleman. What I can say is that the attorney for the selectman is a judge, as well as an attorney, and I think he limited the evidence that was allowed to be entered.
What is the area of Maine? How many people live in it?
Well, I'm not sure how many people live in this area, but there is a tremendous amount of windmill activity. If you Google this area in Kingfield, Maine, there's...
Kingfield, Maine?
Yeah, K-I-N-G-F-I-E-L-D, Maine, and there is humongous, tremendous windmill activity. Poland Spring owns...
All right, look, that you got 1,000 people that live in... 1,100, 1,200 maybe, that live in Kingfield, Maine. I think that...
It sounds even more corrupt to me.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're deluding yourself into believing that this judge is somehow an honorable man, that he would do the right thing, but he just made a mistake.
You don't think this guy plays golf with the selectmen?
I think the attorney for the selectmen, who is a judge, limited the evidence that went in. That's what I think.
But you had evidence of your own saying that you went back and...
Did you not have an attorney?
I did have an attorney. I had a great attorney.
Your attorney didn't say, hey, the evidence has been limited here. This woman didn't own the property. She's never owned the property.
That you paid taxes?
She's deranged. He didn't...
Did you do another survey, like a counter survey, to show that, in fact...
Hmm? Yes. As a matter of fact, the survey that the selectman had done is called a tape and compass, and it's basically the Kmart of surveys. The survey that I had done is an ALTA survey. It's American Land Title Association survey, and it's the highest commercial grade survey.
So basically, you did a better survey. You had all the tax documents. You came into court, presented all this stuff,
and this
honorable judge decided in the favor of the town selectman.
Nope, the evidence never made it in.
Your evidence never made it in?
Nope, the tax records never made it in. The fact that I had an ALTA survey never made it in.
How did that not make it in? Who rejected that?
Also,
before you go to also, how did that stuff never make it in?
Well, that I don't know. That's what puzzles me and brings me to calling you, actually. And by the way, I've called the Post today. I've called
You submitted the evidence
and someone rejected it, presumably.
Someone told you can't have this as evidence, right?
My attorney said it couldn't get entered.
Sounds like he's in on it too, sweetie. Good luck. Good luck to you out there. Sounds like it's all the good old boys club, and
that's kind of how the legal system works.
Yeah.
So.
They all play golf together. They all hang out together. They party together. It's their system.
Buyjurisdictionary.com. Maybe you'll have a chance.
Yeah, not yours. More coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is on the way. Mark, I know you want to come back to the dog thing, so make a note. We'll do that.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.